98.1 KZE, good afternoon and welcome back. This is Will with you here. We are continuing our series of conversations celebrating Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week kicks off this coming Monday. That would be March 7th. Three courses, lunches for $20.95, dinners for $29.95, dozens and dozens of restaurants throughout the Hudson Valley. You can go to HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. And my guest this afternoon, welcoming him back to the program, executive chef at Diamond Mills Hotel and Tavern in Saugerties, New York, Giuseppe Napoli. Giuseppe, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. A lot of energy, right, as we sort of start to emerge from the wintertime and into the spring. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week is, I think, a big part of that for a lot of the local chefs and restaurateurs. What are you excited about here as we head into the spring season?
Like always, you know, spring is a great time, you know. I mean, transforming the menu from winter to spring with the new ingredients and the ingredients that come for short term that we have a great opportunity to use. Always excited about that. Personally, the flair of our restaurant, you know, our menu, when we change our menus, we kind of don't have a guideline in whatever the chefs and the cooks are really interested in doing. And I think our spring restaurant week menu really reflects that.
Can we talk a little bit about that menu? Are there some things that you might want to spotlight?
Sure. I mean, all of it, but there's, you know, a nice, a rabbit sausage that we do with some rhubarb.
You said rabbit sausage.
Yes, sir.
And I'm thinking that's maybe something that a lot of people haven't had.
I think it's familiar. I think there's a great opportunity for people that haven't had it, but I think some people are quite familiar with it. We try to like to keep it on the cusp of not being too far out, but something that's somewhat familiar.
And you guys do the sausage in house.
Yes, sir.
What's that process like?
It's great. I mean, for my staff, it's something interesting and new for them to do, right? When we start working with sausage in the process of, you know, getting fresh rabbit in and working with that and then breaking it all the way down to that, it's, you know, it gets the staff really excited, which makes, you know, the whole venture of doing Restaurant Week and executing the menu and so forth really exciting. So.
Okay. Well, I actually interrupted you. I'll let you continue with talking about the menu.
Great light dish and interesting.
Excuse my ignorance. What is a squab?
Squab is a young pigeon.
Okay. Yeah, that's another protein that I think is going to be. I think that's great that you're doing something other than, you know, chicken, pork, beef.
Yeah, we take this as an opportunity to do something interesting instead of just running to your normal or like, you know, it reflects the restaurant. So our menu changes seasonally and we do new things. So the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week also reflects what we do here, and I like to try to do that with that menu, so it's very unique because we, from season to season, you never know really what's coming out on the menu.
One of the things that you've mentioned to me before is this excitement about bringing new customers into to Diamond Mills. You know, we see sort of a lot of these restaurants for Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Many of them are down in Westchester, and you're excited about people traveling north a little bit, up the river.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's a great pleasure when you know talk to some customers that do come in and they've traveled all the way from Westchester to Lower Hudson Valley just to come up here and try the restaurant. You know, so we really try to impress them and really knock their socks off with service. And just show them what we do, and it's a great. I feel honored that somebody would drive 40 minutes or an hour to come, you know, with so many other good restaurants down in the Lower Hudson Valley that would come up here and try us. It's a great opportunity.
That's actually a good point that you make. That there is a lot of wonderful competition, so people are having to drive past other options to get, if they're coming from the Lower Hudson Valley, as you say, to get to Diamond Mills.
Yeah. I mean, it's an honor. I mean, we don't take that lightly here.
Yeah. My guest this afternoon, executive chef Giuseppe Napoli, Diamond Mills Hotel and Tavern in Saugerties, New York. You can go to diamondmillshotel.com to see what's going on there. This is all part of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which kicks off March 7th through the 20th. Three courses for $20.95, dinners for $29.95, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. You're going to want to make reservations, especially at a popular place like Diamond Mills, especially for those Friday and Saturday night If that's what you're looking for, I would highly recommend getting those reservations in ASAP. Continuing on with the menu, are any other items that you'd like to highlight?
Our pastry chef's got two very unique desserts, which are excellent. And she's doing a olive oil gelato with a lime curd and a rhubarb gratinat. Very interesting. And a sweet pea mousse. Sweet peas are starting to come in the season. And she's doing something with something that's in season that reflects what we did on the menu. So it's pretty interesting. She's a talented person.
That's cool. I think most of us, we think of maybe chocolate, caramel mousse, something like that. I don't know that I've ever even heard of a sweet pea mousse.
Yeah, I mean, same thing, you know. We want people to be interested in try things, right?
So, yeah.
And with our customers and with my cooks, it just keeps the both ends inspired, right? When customers enjoy it, cooks get more inspired. We get a little more inspired, and there's two inspired the guests, right? So it works both ways. It's an interesting concept, right? So.
Forgive me if this question's sort of a little off topic, but one of the things I think that stands out when people think about Diamond Mills, if they've been there before, is the great outside seating that you have. And maybe, depending on how the weather goes the next couple weeks, is there a possibility that you will be able to open that patio, or maybe you already are for lunch?
We haven't yet. It's really weather dependent. The weather's still been a little chilly. But, you know, we've, in the past, when, you know, spring's warmed up pretty early, we've also have put out people out there early on in the season. So it's really a weather dependent, but it's a beautiful place. Even if you don't eat out there, just go out there and take a look at it. The falls are amazing. And, I mean, absolutely. If the weather's just right, it's a perfect place to go dine.
I know that chefs think about seasons. I'm kind of curious, do you think about that setting as you're putting together the menu?
Absolutely. As we get more and more into spring and the summer and so forth, a lot of menu gear towards, like, you know, me, I think of water being out there. We like to try to be a little seafood influenced also, right? So, like, in the winter and the spring, we're more of a meat influenced. And then as it gets more into that summery, light food era thing that, you know, that people feel, we kind of get more into seafood a little bit in that season, whatever in season at that time of year.
The last thing I wanted to talk about, and that certainly makes a lot of sense, the last thing I wanted to talk about, are you able, I mean, you guys do a lot on your menu. It's some labor-intensive stuff, from what I can tell, from eating there before. Are you able to enjoy Restaurant Week? Are there any restaurants that you get to actually go out and try, maybe friends or rivals?
I don't think there's any rivals in the restaurant business, right? Everyone does their thing, and, you know, I try to get along with everyone, so... Mm-hmm. But I do try to go out to restaurants in the area as much as possible. I like to support other restaurants, right? During Restaurant Week, though, it's you know, honestly, I don't really get out during Restaurant Week too much, right? Because I'm more, you know, like I said, hopefully bringing customers in. I like to be here to greet them and you know, cook for them and so forth. So.
Yeah, that must be the thrill to be able to be out in the dining room and see happy faces.
Your 10th anniversary, I think we've participated for 5 years now, and it's been great.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'd like to see it continue on and get better and better. So, yeah, it's something I think you have to nurture and really be interested in doing and embracing it. So I do enjoy it.
Well, Giuseppe Napoli, executive chef at Diamond Mills in Saugerties, thanks for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it.
We do appreciate it. DiamondMillsHotel.com to see what's happening there. And it's all part of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, which we are celebrating once again this year. March 7th through the 20th, three courses for $20.95, dinners for $29.95. HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Giuseppe Napoli, have a wonderful time with Restaurant Week, and hopefully we get to see you again down the road.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's 98.1 KZE.